Today, we have the honor of speaking with Julian Austin, who is the headliner for the Friday night show at Sussex Fundy Fest. Julian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm getting lots of stuff done and, I'm looking forward to getting back home and seeing family and friends and looking forward to rocking Fundy Fest in the place that I was born.
You were born in Sussex, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was born in Sussex. Yeah, I was.
Sussex is great. So your first single, Little Old Kiss, has went right straight to number one back in 97. And that was the same year you won CCMA Rising Star. So I'm talking like to one of country royalty here.
Yeah, I don't know about that. For coming from, and I call St. John my home too, right? Because
yep.
I definitely have quite the attachment to and connection with St. John. I just got into it and started writing and started playing, Clint Black and Mark Chestnut and Dwight Yoakam and Tracy Lawrence, all the stuff, playing the bars and honing my skill and booked out. And I got a record deal with BMG Music Canada. It was great to come from that place, in that time in my life, because I'd gotten out of jail previous. here we are today, still doing it at the a young age of 60.
I know. I saw you were older than me by like a couple of months, and I'm like, wow. But look at you go. 5 albums. Can we just talk a second about your song, Still Over There? I just want to know a little bit about the background behind that song, because it sounds amazing.
Yeah, I wrote that with a very good buddy of mine. He's now retired Major Steve Guyverson of the RCDs, Royal Canadian Dragoons out of Petawawa. And we wrote that, 16 years ago. We've always talked about recording it and getting it done. So, yeah, he came out this last year, and we were able to record the song and out here in Calgary and get it out before Remembrance Day. And, of course, the video that goes with it was shot at Field of Crosses, So, and it was just in time, 3 days before it snowed. It's a song that's, of course, my attachment with the military, the Canadian Armed Forces, and our veterans and their families. It's very strong, from going overseas with other Canadians and our CanCon show tours to playing Bosnia and Afghanistan, Southwest Asia, bases in Canada once, twice, three times, just so many other functions and that. So, I mean, my dad was a World War II combat medic, Harvey McPhee. You be around it all the time and you see it, or you see the effects of what war can do to people and what it has done to people and their loved ones, and I just always wanted to write that, with my buddy. So we did finally got it out there. So yeah, it was really cool. And it's really, when you read the comments of how many people, like Same as Unsung Heroes is another song that I wrote, and we did the recording with that. Of course, most of the people in that video were my veteran friends that I met overseas.
I love it.
And first responders. So it's cool when you read the messages that these songs, how they affect people that actually are there and been there. It's really cool that you've connected with them in that way. And you're reading, as you want to say, you're reading my mail.
Yeah.
You're painting a picture that, and of course I've been around it. I've seen so many of my friends, that have come home, with PTSD, OSI, limbless, not come home, that are struggling. And a lot of them are doing great, but I absorb and I've heard all the stories from them personally. And
well, what an honor for you to play for them, but also for you to touch so many lives with those songs, both Still Over There. It's amazing. So you're the headliner for the Friday night show at Sussex Fundy Fest. What can the fans expect?
Well, we're going to kick, butt, man. I'm telling you, man, it's my band back home, as I call them. I have my troops back home that are, Sam Patterson, one of St. John's very own.
Oh,
Sam
sweet.
Patterson, and he's stepping in on bass. I mean, the guy's a killer guitar player. We got Matt Mazerell and Mike Farrell, my old drummer from the Austinators from back.
Austinators back together.
Yeah.
I love it.
So Mike and Matt and Sam are going to be, my band. And I'm just excited because they're great players and we're going to come out and just raise the roof off the place. And I want to thank Dan Mazerell too, man. I mean, Dan Mazerell and all his team for putting on and creating Fundy Fest, because it's needed. It's really needed. And I'm just honored in the second year of it running. I was asked to headline on the Friday night. So that's just so cool, man. And then I get to, visit friends there. And of course in St. John, my family and friends, Minto. So it's a great time to.
Well, You've got a lot of fans back home here, Julian, and we cannot wait to see you at Fundy Fest. What do you miss most about New Brunswick?
I mean, there's lots. You know, there's lots I miss. I mean, it's a beautiful province. I mean, it's my, you know, it's my native land. You know, it's where I was born, where I grew up for many years. And the people, I mean, you know, there's, I mean, I've met so many beautiful people in every province across this country, you know, and every province has its own significant, you know, stamp. And I don't know, New Brunswick and the Maritimes, it's beautiful. It's a people are really, really, really good back there. And, you know, I got a lot of roots back there. So when I do get a chance to come home, you know, there, it's always nice to reconnect for with those that are still with us and
wonderful.
Still there. And
I know one other thing you love, and I'm going to use it this afternoon to give away a pair of tickets to Sussex Fundy Fest, but the listeners have to know this.
Okay.
Do you miss ice cold Alpine?
Oh, yes.
All right, that's going to be my trivia question this afternoon. They're going to have to text me, and I'm going to say, what does Julian miss about us? And if they answer ice cold Alpine, I'm going to hook them up with a pair of tickets to your show. We can't wait to see you.
Well, thank you, Krista, so very, very, very much. And, this is really cool, man. I'm really stoked to be getting back home.
We're stoked, too. Julian, thanks for taking time to talk to us this afternoon, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Any, you betcha, Krista. I look forward to seeing you.